let's move on to 659.
659, authorize a contract with Stern Consulting, LLC, for a feasibility study for implementation of a 311 information system for a total not to exceed amount of $150,250.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, I'm going to give an extensive introduction to this topic, both to prove that I'm worthy of the 311 mantle that I've inherited from Commissioner Fritz, and also because Katie Shriver of my staff writes such good talking points that I can't resist using them. This is a contract for a feasibility study for implementation of a 311 system. And you might think of 311 as a single, easy-to-remember telephone number that would connect Portlanders with city and county services, and it is that. But it's more than a telephone number. Right now, as you know, when someone calls 823-4000, they talk to one of the ONI staff, the dedicated and terrific ONI staff who answer that line. And the ONI staff looks up who in a bureau would handle the caller's question and transfers that call to the bureau. What a 311 system does, and it's different in each city, and I don't want to overpromise, but ideally, when 311 works best, the 311 call taker enters the service request into software called Customer Relationship Management Software, and that the CRM then sends that request to the correct bureau or bureaus, which prioritize and respond to the request. The CRM flags when multiple bureaus are working together on a request. It can track all requests citywide at the same time, which means we can use 311 to set customer service goals, track data about how quickly we're responding, and figure out if there are hotspots within the city that are generating lots of different requests across different bureaus. Some CRMs allow follow-up with citizens to find how satisfied they were with response to the request. And again, 311 is more than just a phone number. It's a website. Rather than calling, people can enter their service request into the website and get a response about how the request will be handled without having to talk to a person. In addition, 311 creates to creating the ability for the city itself to track and route service requests. A CRM can also create a transparent web interface for citizens who can look up the status of a request online, maybe even tap into data about the city is doing managing all the requests that it receives. It's, as you know, Commissioner Fritz has been a leader on this issue. In 2012, under her leadership, the council passed a resolution stating council's intent to add 311. Also in 2012, council allocated funds for the budget for BOAC to contract the consultant to prepare for 311 implementation plan for the city. And that contract is finally before you today after having been delayed by our budget difficulties. One thing I want to say is that it's other cities that have implemented the 311 system have found it very satisfying, and citizens have found it a very useful tool. A report about 311 in Savannah, Georgia says that the city believes its 311 system has become, quote, the front line of government, and the more information 311 staff can provide, the higher the level of satisfaction among citizens. In Philadelphia, 311 has been a centerpiece of a vision for cutting-edge leadership in city customer service. Philadelphia has used 311 as a primary way for citizens to provide feedback about budget decisions during a budget cycle requiring significant reductions. Washington, D.C. and San Francisco have used technology that allows people to create applications that work with their 311 systems, creating innovative new features and options for how residents interact with their system. San Francisco is engaging in handling citizen requests via Twitter. An article in Governing Magazine has said that 311 has today emerged as the great democratizer. With a simple phone call, any citizen can mobilize a city service. That is the vision that we hope to be able to present to you. It's a vision that will cost money. One of the things the contractor will do is flesh out the possible cost of implementing such a system, and I don't want to hazard a guess as to what the cost might be. That's part of what the contract is for. It's going to be a figure that's beyond the tens of thousands, but below the tens of millions, I think that we can safely say. So with that, I'll turn it over to Lisa.
Thank you, Commissioner. Lisa Turley, Director of BOAC. I'd like to thank both Commissioner Novick and Fritz for your leadership on this issue. It's been a rocky ride, but we're there yet. So just to refresh memories, if I could have the PowerPoint on. There we go. Great. 311 is a toll-free phone number to local government non-emergency services. It's also a computer system that queues and routes phone calls, and it's an information management system that tracks requests for service and manages information needed to answer questions. So it's Basically, I like to think of it as very similar to the 911 CAD system that we have, the computer-aided dispatch system. An agent will take information from a caller, put it into a computer, and either answer their question, forward it as a work order to the appropriate department, or refer it to the appropriate person in a department very easily, very smoothly, without them having to call a bunch of different numbers or look to non-existent blue pages. I remember growing up with loving the blue pages, and now they're gone. So it helps do that. So next slide, please. The impact of a 311 call center on communities, there are about 80 to date implementations of this, the last time we checked. And virtually all of these have demonstrated improved customer service and better relationships between government and the citizenry. And it's a very popular service. I remember a budget forum several years ago where when BOEC goes to these things, generally the fire bureau, we would be seated next to the fire bureau and the people would come and talk to firefighters and we would just be sitting there like little bumps on a log. And the year that we were pushing for the 311 service, people came and talked to us and ignored fire. So that was a pretty awesome sign to me that this was a good thing. So the benefits of a 311 call center are that it's one easy-to-remember number. It's seamless access to government service and to information. You can have extended hours and days. You can have language translation available. There can be an internet presence. And from my perspective as the bureau director for 911, it lessens the demand on 911 services because the same people are answering 911 calls as are answering our non-emergency lines. And so if I have fewer people calling in for non-emergencies, that leaves the 911 operators available to answer. So the contract before you today, or the decision before you today, is the phase one of a proposed three-phase project. This will be giving us a comprehensive assessment of the city's existing organization and infrastructure, figuring out how the city could implement this, giving some options for you all to consider about how it might unfold. Some recommendations about the city's readiness, capability, and capacity. And also, really important, is the costing estimates for the next phases. And we're seeing, as I said, a three-phase project. Phase two is the determination of the methodology. How would the city go about it? A vendor selection and a project plan. And then phase three is the actual implementation. So that's pretty much 311 in a nutshell, unless you have some questions.
I've got a couple. So one, we had an outage of the 911 system today.
Yes.
Maybe give us a brief recap of what happened there, and would this make that less likely to happen because of call load or?
Okay, what happened today was a fiber cut in a Verizon fiber somewhere south of Portland. From the last reports we had, it affected many counties to the south of us. It affected Clark County to our north, Multnomah, Clackamas, Marion, and now we've heard it may have gone down as far south as Klamath. So it was on a fiber run. It was fixed in about an hour and a half. And we've had varying reports that it did affect the 911 trunks and some other voice connectivity, but not all voice connectivity. We had some people that did get wireless text messages. Other people did not. So it was a very sporadic thing. There are also other carriers. I have a different carrier, and my phone worked fine. This would provide an option for people to call a different number because 311 operators will be in contact. They'll be able to work with the 911 system. So it would help alleviate some of those things, but the people who couldn't call 911 would still not be able to call 911.
And then second question, kind of different subject. City County information, 823-4000, is a city county joint venture.
Right.
People don't draw a distinction very much between local governments. What's the scope of this study in terms of integration with other local government services, city, county, schools, and?
It could be huge. It could be a regional concept in the end. The city of Chicago has used their 311 system to answer phones for revenue generation for O'Hara International Airport. So you can expand it. You could choose to expand it however far you wanted to. Oney is a great example. They are countywide, as is BOEC, because a lot of our calls are non-emergency. So I would see that there would be a county connection, and we have talked with previous county chairs about moving forward with this type of project. And we're going to be interviewing, as this project unfolds, we will be interviewing between 60 to 70 people. I'm sure some of those people will be at the county connected with the INR piece.
Okay. So we would be, under the scope of work, we would be interviewing potential partners in a more robust system.
Correct.
Is there a project steering committee
Yes, there is.
And are we going to include other local governments in that?
We are going to have an executive steering committee for this first phase, and right now it only includes city bureaus. And what are the current plan that we've talked about with Commissioner Novick is that each of you on the council would choose one member from a bureau to be part of that executive steering committee so that you all would have voices over what the work that this consultant is doing.
Okay. But it doesn't have to be now, but I mean at some point we obviously want to engage and hopefully integrate other local governments, particularly the county.
I think actually that could be now. I mean that's something that we can talk to the chair and the commissioners about and make sure that they're engaged in it. Also, and ultimately, hopefully, if we come up with a recommendation for a system that would include county services, that they would help share the startup cost as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm meeting with her tomorrow. I'd be happy to broach the subject. Okay. Good.
Has it been determined who the call takers will be yet?
No. That's part of the process.
ONI or BOAC or...
I would imagine there's going to be some seed groups from the ONI staff, the ONI INR staff. I don't want them to think I'm taking away their whole staff. Those people, and also it could reduce some of BOEC's FTE because we're reducing some non-emergency call load or not. Our emergency call load is growing also, so.
Yeah, it wouldn't necessarily, the net result of this wouldn't necessarily reduce city FTEs.
Right.
The number of people
right.
doing the work might change or not.
Right.
If it changed, it'd probably go up. But who, what bureau they report to could change.
Right.
Yeah. Great. Other questions? Thank you both.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on this item?
Yes, Veronica Bernier.
Come on up. Good morning.
Thank you, ladies. Good morning, City Council.
Good morning, Mayor Charles Hales. It's nice to see you. It's always good to see you. Good morning, Amanda. Mrs. Ritz. Good morning, Commissioner Steve Novick. I don't know why I always say, it's hard for me to say that fast, but it's good to see you again. You always look so healthy. And I don't know. Isn't he cute? He's the youngest member.
That's why. It's better to look good than to feel good.
Appearances are important on the board. That's what we think. And good morning, Commissioner Dan Saltzman. You're doing quite well. I don't see Nick Fish here, but I know that he's out there somewhere working hard as usual, jumping from place to place and balancing 10 things on one plate. And it's good to see you. I just thought I would add something. Having been a former nurse for 30 years, I know a little bit about the 911 system. The 311 system is another way of communicating, and call directing is very important. I think it's always important to keep the lines of communication open and also to screen first, second, and third-time users and people who actually do use up the city's time in frivolous phone calls. That is one tiny little facet that doesn't get talked about much, but sometimes it's a cry for help, and that's where I'm going with this one. With a 311 and a 911, 911 or 311, sometimes a person will cry for help many times before they get the right agency. And I wondered, just a rhetorical question to ask you, would the 311 pick up on this in terms of if there's five different 911 calls coming from one house, it's always the same person, that would track it and trigger something in the 311 system, and they could home in on that and perhaps help that person. And I'm thinking mainly of things that, like Commissioner Nick Fish was familiar with, was the MAPA. It's not Mexican American Political Association. It's the Network Against Psychiatric Assault, I think, NAPA. Okay. Those particular people do make a lot of 911 phone calls, and the 311 system could help them before the 211 system would help them. If they pick up on those kind of people, that would be important. The reason I say that is because I'm in recovery. I have about 27 years, friends of Bill and Bob, and I came through the Hazleton method. We are out here. I know what it is when people get too hungry, too lonely, or too tired. And some, twice in the last month, have indicated that they have tried to end it and were concerned, you know, about those kind of calls. So the 311 would pick up on that before an extreme thing did happen. So that's just what I wanted to reiterate. And thank you, Charles Hales, for bringing that up and continuing to work tirelessly in support of our city. You always look well behind the podium.
Thank you. Good point. Thank you very much.
Ms. Burney, actually, we currently have people who are looking through the calls to find those frequent callers and get help to them. So you're right, this system could have a computer also helping with that.
That will make it faster, yeah. Good.
Yeah, great. Good point. Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Then a roll call on the emergency ordinance, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I really appreciate Commissioner Fritz's work in this over the years and the work of Lisa and her staff and all of our partners and Katie Shriver and my staff. This again, like everything else that matters, would be a financial commitment if we were able to do it, but it's something that citizens in other cities have adopted and found very useful. Aye.
Fritz?
Commissioner Novick, it's refreshing and makes me very happy that a project that I was so passionate about that was passed to you is in such good hands and that you similarly are pushing forward with it. Thanks to Lisa Turley and your team in Bureau of Emergency Communications and also John Dutt in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, who I know is very involved in this. It's unfortunate that Tim Crail in my office is out of town on vacation this week because he would have been very happy to see this contract going through. But nonetheless, it is going through. And I agree, Commissioner Novick, that we need to be looking at setting aside innovation funds and others to make sure that this project gets done as quickly as possible. Aye.
Hales?
Good work. I think there certainly is a cost, but there also are efficiencies that come from this. So I think we need to make sure that the scope of the study and the folks involved in it, whether it's other governments or all of our bureaus, are thinking around that corner of what will the new system be like in terms of where call takers, whoever they might be, are and what roles they serve. So I think if you add up all the people in local government whose responsibility includes interfacing with the public, you know, with these kinds of calls, there are a lot of folks involved. So there are probably some opportunities for efficiency here as well as for better service, and this study obviously will get to both. Thank you. Good work. Aye.